Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Appreciate y'all. Leave me alone this summer.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up in 10 minutes, Sean King, former NFL quarterback with Tampa Bay and Arizona. He led Tampa Bay to the playoffs in 99 and 2000. We've had him on before.
He's good on the mic, Steiny.
He's really good. And you know where he went, don't you?
Give me 2 seconds. Why would you, Matt Steinmetz, ask Tulane?
Yep.
Chalk one up for the Gipper.
Yep. Go Green Wave. I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to bring it up. You want to bet me? You think I can, go a whole interview without Sean
King?
You're
going to do what Shasky and Spadoni did, not do with Warren Moon. They had Drew Bledsoe on today, so they were giving him his flowers, but you're going to do it. You
no,
can't.
I'm not going to do it.
Because of the record?
They're 4-1.
Yeah, but you know,
actually, okay, fine, I'll do it.
There it is.
So,
all right. Hey, real quick, you sent something last night on the Vine, then Evan sent it later. We'll get an update on how the date went, because people were asking me how it went for all the... But I guess somebody's doing something on ESPN in regard to these win totals for the Warriors, and somehow theirs has grown or inflated to possibly 56 wins.
Yeah.
I think we might have to revisit that old bet.
Oh, you want to over under 56?
Not 50.
Come up to 52.
My man, Evan, I got him.
That's Kevin Pelton, and he uses a sophisticated formula.
Dude.
He does.
Yeah, he also had the Valkyries with 7.8 wins.
Now that hurts.
Well, there was no data.
Right, there is none. I'm with Steiny, there was none.
Just saying.
Dude,
man's been wrong before.
There was none, Steiny. Evan, and I owe you a pop for saving me tomorrow. I'll get it for you tomorrow.
Well, I haven't saved you yet. Steiny hasn't given it.
Yeah.
By the way,
what you got?
It's a good thing we're talking about pods this morning, so we don't have to talk about the game.
Where was Curry, Dre, and Horford? Just the second pre... Why am I'm excited, y'all.
You think?
Where are you at? Come cheer the youngsters on. I don't like looking at the bench and they're gone, so I'm asking you. You covered the team. Where are the OGs at after halftime?
I agree with you.
They're probably working out. And also,
just come support the guys.
I think it's probably got something to do with how many players are on the roster right now.
Because there's a lot.
I mean, you know what? Those guys shouldn't have to watch what they watched. Although the third team's better than the second team.
Talk about
Santos
the game.
And Spencer
pre-season.
And Kraya.
Boy.
And
Kryler.
And Kryler got some wiggle.
How about this? If people think we show favoritism to, you know what I was saying last night? It's a good thing for Kuminga that Pods was every bit as bad as he was. They both stunk last night.
Kuminga inbounded one ball to the other to like, dude, what?
I think that was his first inbound.
Yeah, he didn't.
Hey, Steiny, it's preseason.
I didn't. You could not like what you saw last night.
Stop. I'm not doing that. It's preseason, man. 51 points in the fourth, though.
Hey, yeah, that Richards, third team.
That Richards kid, he plays hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. my guys.
I'll tell you what, the beginning of that game.
It was not. Go ahead.
I just. What? You're going to get off to some slow starts if your starting lineup has four old guys in it, I think.
Did you hear me tell him what it reminded me of? Saturday morning's the 24-hour fitness study. I'm trying to keep up, but I just can't. That's how Portland looked in that first quarter. I was like, oh, this is just a preseason game. So I hope that's not, you know, sign of things to come. But that's what it had that feel to it. They were up and down, and we were, yeah.
I mean, I'm watching the first quarter thinking, boy, that doesn't look good. Like, at all. Like,
it's preseason, though.
I know, but there was a stark difference in athleticism.
It was on display.
It was stark.
It was their first preseason game, Portland. So they were ready to go.
Well, I'm just saying.
But the youth was on.
Athleticism's going to be an issue when they go up against it. I'm just telling you.
He's too old.
No, he's not, Priest.
Let's go to Devin. Devin's in an Uber. Wants to finish up with a Pods. What's up, Devin?
My guys, how you guys doing?
Well, you got it.
Doing
what's
well.
Up, D?
Man, I'm over here loving the show as usual. Oh, real quick, man. Yeah. You know, so I'll be Ubering and stuff on the side. And I'll say at least twice a day, I get people that act like they're not listening. And they get out of the car and be like, hey, man, what's this station? And like, they love you guys, man. So, I might need a little, 2.7% of something. You know,
yeah, look at you. Sure.
Man, about Pods, I'm not going to lie. I'm not the biggest fan. I respect that he's a grit and grind player. I'm not the biggest fan, though. And I think it was just more so necessity, like why he get the PT. I love his spunk, though, and he got heart. And we got to stop knocking guys that want it. Right, we got to stop knocking guys that want to be the best, that want to be champions, that want to be all stars. That like, because people say, "Oh, the league, nobody cares." Blah 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 blah. But we got guys like Pods that he said it multiple times. Like he wants to be a dog, he wants to be a guy, and I think he's coming from a place that he knows he has to wait. Right, he knows Steph is there, so he can't be that guy yet. But he wants, and I can salute that. But honestly, even when we drafted him, I looked at his high ceiling, right? Like, high ceiling, you're Alex Caruso, bud. Like, and Alex Caruso is nice.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If Pods can, if defense can get better, that's a compliment. Like, that's a champion. That's a two-time champion,
I agree.
If I'm not mistaken. So,
yeah.
That's his ceiling. And then now when we pivot, see, that's the highs when we pivot, brothers. The Warriors, we got to understand, we're trying to win now. Then understand the future's dark. Understand that we're not going to have much. Understand that the development is nasty. Understand that if Steve Kerr going to be here, I don't know if he wants to go through that period. You see what I'm saying? So that means new coach, new philosophy, new players, because Kuminga don't want to be here. If Pods is our guy, then that's an issue. I think we might as well try out for the team.
Yeah,
we have to be realistic.
No doubt. And Devin, what I would say is how would you describe what Pods wants? The keys to the car?
Yes.
Yeah. The next owner of the keys to the car isn't on the roster right
okay.
now.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, that's why I'm infatuated with the idea of Kuminga. I get you. I think he's got a little more upside than Jonathan Kuminga. But I do have to say this. The more I'm thinking about it, I'm not trying to be the National Enquirer, Steiny. But let's just say you were Steph and I made that comment about you. You know what that also symbols? That I can't wait. That, hey, I got my eyes on when you're up out of here. And if I'm Steph or Dre, I might be like, dude, slow down a little bit. Yeah, we go. That day is coming, but it's not soon. So you need to work on your game. Don't put that out in the admin. Like, I don't like that part of it. If I'm Steph and Dre, like, this dude ready to get us usher us out the door. That's another way to look at this too, Snani. Like, that's a little, you need to work on your game. You worried about me out of here? That's not, it's just me, Snani. But I think I know people. I've been around a lot. None of the NBA, well, a few NBA friends. But I just, come on, man. Him saying that to his buddies or family, I'm all that. I love it. But to take that out, put that out there, I didn't like it.
Well, I mean, did I like it? Did I not like it? I mean, I probably, it's Pods. it's kind of, you know, I'm not saying, well, it's Pods, so he gets to get away with it. Like, no, that's a part of Pods that I'm not crazy about. I do think he thinks he's a little better than he is, but I also think Kuminga believes that. It's just that Pods was more fortunate than Kuminga.
You think that's so?
Hell
huh?
Yeah. Well, come on, yeah, dude.
Nah, I hear.
Dude, they don't have a two guard.
I'm not mad at you.
They don't have a two guard.
I understand that, and here I am. And I'm just being real because I'm a human. When I hear that, though, Stani, it feels
care.
Like you're taking stuff away
care.
From Pods, though.
I don't
to
care.
To hold it down.
Butler and Draymond Green are Hall of Famers.
Okay, gotcha.
Curry's a Hall of Famer. They don't have a two guard. They need a two guard. And he's a body, and he's taking it, like...
There you go. I guess
he's
that's
taking advantage
right,
of
and
it.
There it is. And I'm giving him credit for that. What, and anybody like, that would be in that position, because he easily could have blew it and had his ass on the bench, that could be Pat Spencer. I'm just saying he took advantage of it. Just what you said, and that's all I'm giving
him
credit for.
He had less competition than Kuminga. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a different conversation.
Did.
No, I'm not going to argue on that. I can't.
He's stuck on a team.
Well said, Stani.
He's stuck on a team where Kerr's infatuated with the veterans and the Hall of Famers, and he's Pods is lucky they have an opening. It's like there's a job opening. But you know what? Let's see what Melton can do. Let's see if Melton can be a starter in this league. I mean, he's been one before, but he's been hurt. So
yeah, he was a ball. They brought him back after getting hurt, and we saw what, six games? Mm-hmm. We liked it. I will say this. Joe Lacob a couple years ago in Summer League, remember he said Pods could be an all-star. And I wonder, a guy like Pods with irrational confidence, when you hear that, maybe that's what this has grown into, to where you feel confident in saying that out loud. I'm just telling you, Stani, I wouldn't say that thinking about how I would come off to my teammates, the old ones and the ones that are on my level or even better than me.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1, San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco, and let's spin a little bit to football here.
Yeah, no
dude.
Doubt, we got it, big game.
125, 49ers at Tampa Bay. It sure sounds like Mac Jones in,
okay.
Brock Purdy out. John Lynch said earlier today that Mac Jones should be okay for Sunday, and he also said that Purdy's working to get back to 100%.
No timetable, though,
no.
Right? Okay.
It feels like Pearsall is unlikely to practice today, which puts his status in jeopardy for Sunday. Jennings is limited today, so we'll find out about Jennings on Sunday. It sounds like he could go. And then George Kittle's not playing Sunday for sure. And we'll see about Atlanta the game after that. So it looks like Mac Jones is going to be the starting quarterback on Sunday. And he'll try to win his fourth game of the year.
Let's say he does. Just real quick before we get Sean on sound. Let's say that does happen. Do you really believe, okay, now, Goo, I'm really planting my flag on, you almost just, even if Brock can go, you just say, hold up until this dude loses a game. Like, how close are we there in your mind, or are we past that? Because if you go beat the Rams, which you did on the road on a national televised game, and then go beat Tampa, who's 4-1, I mean, do you take, speaking of keys, do you take him back if Brock says he can go the week after against Atlanta?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that
question.
What
would you do?
I don't know.
I would give it to my starter.
I have to see. This is
you
what
can't
I,
lose your job to injury, right? What happened to that?
What are you talking about? It happens all the time. About Cap and Alex Smith.
That was a while ago. It happened.
What are we talking about here?
Like, if he wins,
I got to see how he wins. I got to see how the game goes. I mean, they
can so
win.
Can he win and they lose? Can they win the game and he has a bad performance but still win because they're undefeated? We'll get back to it.
Back to it. All right. Let's go out to the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in Sean King, former NFL quarterback for Tampa Bay and Arizona. He led the Bucs to the playoffs in 99 and 2000. Sean, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Hey, man. Look, I'm hoping that this interview goes great and that the Bucs kick some 49er butt here this weekend, but thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We had you on before, and we loved you. We thought you were absolutely terrific, and maybe you can lend some insight into what's going on here in San Francisco. You know, you were in a situation where you were backing up Trent Dilfer. He gets hurt. You finished out the year. You started the following year. I guess my question, let's start with just the micro, and that is, you know, Brock Purdy's going to sit out his third week in a row. Mac Jones is playing well. What's going through Kyle Shanahan's mind?
Well, in order to understand what's going on now, you have to look at how did we get here. And to me, this magnifies the one massive mistake that John Lynch has made as GM of the Niners. They could have sat tight and selected Mac Jones, who to me is a perfect fit for Kyle Shanahan's system, and maintain the first-round assets they gave up to move up to draft Trey Lance, which ultimately didn't work out. And so you have to go back to that initial decision to get to where we're at now. Now, if you ask me, is Mac Jones better than Brock Purdy, I would say in certain ways, yes, but not for the 49ers from a ceiling standpoint because of his immobility. Mac Jones would have been a perfect fit when the 49ers were the team they were 2 years ago. When Christian McCaffrey was super healthy, when Brandon Ayuk was playing for a contract, when Deebo Samuel was the Swiss Army knife, when George Kittles was healthy and that offensive line 2 years younger and the defense had all the names that carried them to the Super Bowl, Mac Jones would have been a perfect fit. But for this current team that's banged up, that's injured, Purdy gives them a higher ceiling because of his athleticism.
Wow. Okay, Sean. Hey, Sean, I got to tell you this. We talked to you in the past. I'm one of those radio hosts that when I think I have a good analogy, I say it to people I hadn't talked to. So I've called Kyle the Dr. Dre, you know, the rap business, and Jimmy Garoppolo was Snoop, and then he had Brock Purdy, that was Eminem, and now Mac Jones, who a lot of people gave up, is 50 Cent. They all went platinum. As a former quarterback, is that an insult to those quarterbacks that I'm giving Kyle a lot of the love that brought the best out of him? Like, how do you process that in regard to Kyle being the one constant and those guys were the best versions of themselves?
Well, I think you have to acknowledge Kyle's ability to adapt. I think that's what that's his greatest strength, is that he can kind of make the offense productive no matter what the pieces look like. And that's not always the case with play callers. But there's no difference outside of the fact that they have won championships than, you know, Andy Reid. I mean, Donovan McNabb's success, you know, doesn't diminish Michael Vick's, which doesn't diminish Alex success under Andy Reid, was diminished Pat Mahomes. You know, those are, you know, four really good quarterbacks that, what's the constant? Andy Reid. I mean, Sean Payton, he's been a guy that's been able to, he turned Drew Brees into something Drew Brees never was in San Diego. So, like, it takes a union of competent quarterback play with competent play calling, play design in order for it to be successful.
Sean King joining us on 95.7 The Game, former NFL quarterback, played for the Bucs and Arizona. Can you give us a sense of what the conversations are like right now? You had Brock Purdy play week one. He has turf toe. Then he misses games two and three, comes back for four. It reoccurs. He misses game five. He's going to miss game six. Or he's definitely going to miss game six against you guys. So my question is, you know, you can play it careful with Brock Purdy, but how do you figure out when the time comes to put Purdy back in, or do you just roll with Mac Jones? What are those conversations like?
Well, I think you have to not look at this inside of a bubble. Think about what you could be. You could be Cincinnati, and Joe Burrow had a similar toe issue, and he's probably out for the season. So the first thing I would say is, okay, thank God it's not that level of severity. Now you do have something that you haven't had in the last couple of years, which is the luxury of a backup that can help you win games until Brock is fully healthy. But based on what I saw from Matt Jones, I mean, I don't know how much that little body can take moving forward. I mean, he definitely is not the guy you want modeling the 49er uniform at a fashion show, right? And when pants falling off, knee braces helping the pants stay on him. Like, he's a frail kid, so I don't know that he could make it a full season. So I would be patient with Brock, because you need Brock to be fully healthy and be durable. Moving forward, because this, I mean, we look at the NFC, nobody's ran away from anybody. I mean, huge win for the Niners on Thursday night. I mean, so they still have playoff expectations. And, you know, in order to win the Super Bowl, you got to make the playoffs. So I would take it slow with Brock. I would, if I could advise the 49er fan base, I would say, listen, it could be a lot worse at quarterback. You could have Jake Browning, who looks awful, and be trading for a guy, Joe Flacco, as old as all three of us.
No doubt. Hey, Sean, I could talk to you an hour about this subject, but when it comes to black head coaches in the NFL and opportunities or second chances, but Todd Bowles has seized this one. Baker Mayfield has had a resurgence. What word would you be? Are you shocked at the success with the Tampa Bay Buccaneer team, or did you see it coming? Where are you at when you look at Todd Bowles and what he has going on in Tampa right now?
Well, shout out to Arians. You know, the one thing with opportunities, man, it sure helps if you got a friend in a powerful place to help you get it. Mm. And Bruce Arians had groomed Todd Bowles to be his replacement the entire time. And they had been successful, so he had leverage. And he did what was probably unpopular, not just, you know, maybe inside the building, but I know you guys aren't privy a lot of times locally what's going on in Tampa, but there's a lot of pushback. You know, a lot of people wanted Todd gone, you know, after Cooper Kupp, you know, converted that play late in the playoff game and the Rams beat us, you know, the year that the Rams, you know, won the Super Bowl when they beat Cincinnati. So Todd had to withstand some outside pressure, and he's won over the fan base by doing what every head coach can win the fan base over doing, winning. Bucks have won four division South championships in a row. They've been in the playoffs. They've won multiple playoff games over the last couple of years. So now it's unquestionably the right decision. So, you know, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Chinese, you all are really under the same threshold initially, and that you got to be successful.
Sean King joining us on 95.7 The Game, former quarterback for the Bucks and Arizona. You know, I'm really curious to know where you balance this, because we always hear, a win is a win. It doesn't matter how. There's no style points. But when you look at these two teams, Sean, you've got one team that's got four wins, and apparently they were down with a minute to go in all four of them, and I'm talking about Tampa Bay. And then you got the Niners, who have won games similarly. They've won four one-score games, and they've been in all one-score games. It seems like both these teams have made big plays in the fourth quarter. How do you measure the sustainability of that versus, you know, a one or two off?
Well, I think it speaks to the quality of the organization, and it's on both fronts, because Tampa's battling the same thing San Francisco is. We didn't have Chris Godwin for the majority of the early part of the season. Now we don't have Mike Evans or Bucky Irvin. Our draft pick last year, McMillan, still isn't back. We're missing three offensive linemen. So we're battling injuries just like San Francisco was. But quality organizations all have one thing that's a part of all their cultures: next man up. We're not asking you to be George Kittle. We're just asking you to do a adequate job for us to win this particular game. And I think with your Kendrick Bournes and with some of the young players that have fucked up for you guys, for us it's been Emeka Abuka, our draft pick. You know, he wasn't expected to carry our offense, right? He was going to be the third wide receiver behind Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, but he stepped up. Rashad White stepped up in the absence of Bucky Irvin. So good organizations are able to sustain mass injuries over a short period of time until they can get healthy and run at full speed. So I just think it speaks to the quality of an organization like Tampa and San Fran. And let me put this caveat out there, because, you know, fans can be very unrealistic. Y'all got a damn good organization. And I know people frustrated you hadn't found a way to win the big game, but hell, you could have not been to any big games. And I know last year was a bad year, and that's unexpected and unusual, but it's a lot of teams, that's their normalization, normal, that's their normalcy. I mean, you could be a Jets fan, you could be a Giant fan. Like, you could replace, you know, the Niners with a whole lot of teams that are worse organizations. So winning a Super Bowl is hard. Tampa and San Francisco are doing it the right way. They're putting them in position to at least have a chance to compete for one. And with a break here or there, I think, you know, either team could represent the NFC when they get healthy.
No doubt. Sean, I got to ask you this question because we're in there and you kind of tested it on Monday morning quarterback from what we do. And it comes everywhere, social media, the TV, the talking heads. Christian McCaffrey, he only played 4 games last year and that season was bad for the Niners. He's on pace for over 470 touches, Sean. And we got, you know, people calling in. Kyle's using them too much. From your experience, do coaches give a damn about, you know, if you can go, you can go? Or are they into the touches to where people want him to be more? Give carries to Brian Robinson, spell him, but Kyle's just running them in the ground right now. Where's that fine line, or is there a line?
Hey, to whom much is given, much is required, right? Like, he's being compensated at a high level.
Yeah.
So there's a high level of production and usage rate that's expected, you know, when you compensate a player at that level. And I think if you ask Christian, he's just happy to be capable of doing it. I mean, he's battled for injuries, you know, so much in his career. I mean, he's glad to be used. I mean, 2 years ago when – I think it was 2 years ago, right, that he had that phenomenal year. I mean, his usage rate was high. At least at the same level, and that was with healthy Ayuk and Deebo and Kittles. So, I mean, he's doing his part. He looks healthy. He looks happy. You know, and I think it speaks to the character, the football character of Christian. Because a lot of times guys at that position at this point in their career who've gotten multiple big bags, you know, it's kind of like, do I really want to run between the tackles with power and leverage? And my ankle hurt a little bit. My hammy ain't right. Like, it's a lot of ways to sit out. What does the NBA call it? Load management.
There you go.
It's ways to load manage on the load. And here you got a soldier that just shows up and says, put me in, coach.
Yeah.
So I think he should be applauded. I think people should appreciate the level of commitment that he's demonstrating. And listen, man, you make a lot of money. You know, I say this, I'd rather be paying McCaffrey and use them too much than be playing Tua and know everybody's going to get fired and we got no chance to win in Miami.
Wow, there it is.
Yeah. Hey, Sean, let me ask you this. And we're talking to Sean King, former Tampa Bay quarterback and also played in Arizona. There, you know, people bring up Baker Mayfield and how he's emerging now. And I think they're talking about Daniel Jones a little bit the same way. From what you're watching, why is Baker Mayfield taking this jump as a quarterback in the last 2 or 3 years? Is it just the system?
He got a chance to grow up.
Mm. What do you mean?
Like, the problem in this current NFL environment is, man, if we don't think you're like a Pro Bowler after 2 starts, we give up on you. Like, after year 1, if we don't think you can be the leader of the locker room, we call you immature. Like, and Baker, he'll acknowledge it. He was immature in Cleveland because you're coming from – see, this is the correlation that we have to grasp. And Baker was kind of on the front end of it. They had NIL, but it wasn't legal yet. So put that in context for a second. When you come to these collegiate programs, especially now, these guys are older because of COVID. They're making a lot of money. They're big fish in a small pool a lot of times. And they think the world revolves around them. Then you get part of the professional league in all of the world. There's only 32 of these companies in the world. And they expect the same level of success. I'm talking about fan base, sports media. If you're on a relevant team, you can be somewhere irrelevant and nobody cares and you'll get patience. But for the teams that matter nationally, the expectations are unrealistic. Like, I coached J.J. McCarthy. I was an OC at IMG. And I'm a member at a cigar lounge here in Vegas. And a couple of Vikings fans, they wanted to bench J.J. McCarthy at halftime of the Bears game. And I was like, do you know how ridiculous you guys sound?
Wow.
I mean, Peyton Manning threw 28 picks as a rookie. Could you imagine him coming into the league in 2025 and throwing 28 picks? They'd say he was Jameis Winston.
Wow.
You can't win. He turns the ball over to us. Like, they make these macro judgments on these guys. Man, let it play out. Like, the dumbest organization in the NFL is the Cleveland Browns. Like, the opportunities they missed this offseason to get Shedeur Sanders and Dillon Gabriel reps because they had this unrealistic belief that Kenny Pickett was any good. They gave up on that, traded him to the Raiders. Then they had an even more unrealistic opinion that Joe Flacco wasn't old as he actually is. And the ceiling was so low. Look at all the reps they missed with those two guys. This year should have been about one thing if I were in the Browns. We're going to play Dillon. We're going to play Shedeur because we need a legitimate portfolio information to determine do we think one of these guys is capable of being our franchise quarterback. That's all this year would have been about.
Mm.
Sean, and you got to give these kids a chance. You can't judge these guys on one or two games,
wow,
good or bad.
No, that's real. We were talking about it yesterday, and I'm just looking at your guys' record in Tampa. What part of your defense concerns you to face this 49er offense coming this Sunday, or is there any part of this defense that gives you concern?
All of it.
Mm.
We're finding a way to win because I think we are mentally tough and we do have a lot of experience and we kind of just got a next play mentality, but man, we're not good defending the run. We can't rush the quarterback.
Mm.
You know, all contested passes seem to be caught by the other team. So, I mean, we got to get better on D. We just got to make plays, man. We got guys in positions. Like, football is a game of making plays. Like, the coordinator can draw it up, but when it's you in the open field with the ball carrier, can you tackle him? Like, when it's third and four and you got outside leverage and the guy runs an out route on the outside and you don't compete and make it a contest. Like, you gotta make plays in this league. Your quarterback. I mean, when that pocket gets congested and it's chaotic, can you stay calm? You got the guy open. Can you trust your muscle memory and deliver an accurate ball so that he can catch it? And the receiver, can you make a tough catch in traffic? Like, running back, when we block everybody up and get you to the safety, can you make the safety miss? Like, that's what football is about, guys. You got to watch. Can the guys make plays? And right now, defensively, we're not making enough plays. But we're an experienced group, so we're finding ways to win games. But our current pathway to success is not sustainable.
Mm. With all that's going on, if I were to just quickly ask you, are the 49ers close to a quarterback controversy? How would you answer that?
No, not at all. Okay. No. You guys are told. You don't overthink this thing.
Right.
Brock Purdy's a good player. He's more athletic than people give him credit for. He's operating in a system with a bunch of strangers. Like, listen, even Ricky Pearsall was out. And I know it was Mac Jones, but come on, guys. Like, this isn't close to the team that he inherited when he first got the starting job. Get a guy a break. He's a good player. You guys got a great situation because you got a competent backup in Mac Jones. And don't overthink this thing because it could be worse. Trust me, guys. It could be worse.
Sean, I need a therapist because my partner's looking at me like, I don't even know that I'm going to go off. But we were talking about Shedeur yesterday, and I'll leave the drafting and what happened that day alone. But when I saw the Browns are hesitant on naming the backup quarterback, I just went off and said, I've had enough. Now, to me, Sean, something is going on that's not cool. Can you give us your take on the Shedeur situation, and especially with that caveat that I gave you about Cleveland hesitant about naming him the backup? Quit playing with him.
Well, here's the thing. He played with himself. Like, in life, you can be whoever you want to be. But when you take a certain line and you stand with a certain arrogance, you can't play victim if it doesn't work.
Mm.
When you tell Baltimore and who was the other team that they wanted to draft him, nah, we don't want y'all to draft us, then you can't complain about where you get drafted. It's only 32 of these jobs in the world. Like, when you're the third-string quarterback and you come out and say, you know what, it's a bunch of – I'm paraphrasing here. Well, it's a bums in this league. I know I'm better than some of them.
Yeah. Oh, man.
When you take that approach, and I'm not saying he should change. Maybe that's just who he is. But you can't play the victim when it doesn't work. And I think not having him as a backup when Flacco was there was more about Gabriel than it was about Shador. Because I do think if they would have made Shador the starter, that they would have had Flacco as the backup, and nobody would have said anything. Because you want your starter to feel like he got the full support and that you're going with him and he's the guy, at least for this period of time. So Shador will get his shot.
Okay.
Like, he'll get his shot, but you can't take that approach he took and then try and play the victim. And I'll just say this last thing. This is for all the young quarterbacks out there. And here's why I was so appalled by what he said about being better than the other quarterbacks that he's seeing. When you get your shot now, you can't make no excuses. Nobody's going to want to hear the O-line didn't block, or I didn't have the top receivers, or we couldn't get the running game established. You put a lot of pressure on yourself to be that guy right from the beginning when you take that line. It's better to be quiet and humble and let your production make you a talking point, not your mouth and not your behavior and not your actions. It's a tough league.
Wow.
Hey,
right on,
man,
Sean.
You know what? I'm going to lose a bet here, but I don't care. Hey, how do you think Tulane has adjusted from Darian Mensah to Retzlaff? Are you happy with how the transition under Sumrall's gone?
Well, it's a layered answer, and I'll be quick. You're never happy when you have a homegrown player that was a redshirt freshman that you developed into somebody that other teams are willing to pay $4 million a year to.
Yep.
You don't want to lose that kind of sweat equity, right?
Right.
Because Duke could have signed Darian Mensah out of high school, but they didn't evaluate properly. We did. So to lose him, that stinks. Now, we were very fortunate because of the off-the-field stuff at BYU that made Retzlaff available. And, you know, he's a really good athlete. He's in a tough spot. I think he got to Tulane maybe, two before the first game.
He hasn't been on campus long.
Yeah, he's still repping a lot of stuff for the first time. So we got fortunate in that situation. But, you know, that's the issue with NIL and transfer portal. I truly believe I could fix it, and I'll be quick. First of all, high school kids should not be eligible for NIL. The essence of NIL says name, image, likeness. If you haven't played a game at the university, you haven't generated any money yet for the university. So I would eliminate high school kids from being eligible. Second thing is you get one-time transfer without penalty. But if you transfer, you're not eligible for NIL to the school you're transferring to. Because it's unfair for Cal to do a hell of a job evaluating and SC just outspend Cal after Cal's developed a kid.
Wow.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Hey,
so
Sean.
If a kid wants to leave Cal and go to SC, fine, but you can't get NIL at SC.
Gotcha. Hey, Sean,
man.
Really appreciate your time. You've been very generous with it.
Y'all can have me once a week, man, just digging them pockets, man. I'm like Brock Purdy, man.
We'll talk to the you could be our Tulane correspondent.
Hey, man, thanks for having me, man.
No
you
doubt.
Guys have a great
All
weekend.
Right.
Go Bucks.
All right. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it. Sean King, former Tampa Bay quarterback.
Yeah.
Tulane grad.
Yeah. He shut me down. He didn't want to hear that Shador stuff.
No, he didn't.
But, hey, I got the message. But was there a parallel with what Pods is doing with the voicing what he wants, Donnie, as opposed to going out there and doing it? I know it's different. I'm not putting what Pod said up there with Shador, because Shador, he did, and his dad, but Stan, I think what's going on now is bad, but there is just something about talking about it when you're not that guy.
Like, yeah, I'm just thinking, who do we bump to get Sean King on here?
And we got to have the video component next time, Stani.
Can't be Ross Tucker, right?
Nah, Ross is on Tuesdays.
I'm going to talk to the boss about Sean King.
I saw you in there this morning.
He called me in.
I didn't say
you're
or
so
ask.
Jealous. It's unbelievable.
Why would you
believe it?
I said I just saw you in there.
Yeah, let me guess. You want to know what he talked to me about?
No, never. I'm not that guy.
Okay. It's about you. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Our transition decision-making was diabolical.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny show. Let's go!
Warriors transition defense wasn't very good either.
It was preseason.
I don't care. See, this is what you don't understand. This is what you do. Oh, it's just preseason. That's right. This is where you glean. This is where you glean any basketball eye.
You know I do.
And the Warriors are in big trouble. It was so easy to see last night. Big trouble.
Let's put bet. Mouth, 50.
52.
Still undefeated in preseason.
Yeah. That's my man. Look at him.
First of all, people are going to think I'm serious.
Otis Bird III was right. They got three more, five games. I thought it was four.
Mm-hmm.
Sean King, Stoney.
Yeah, he was great.
He shut down my Shador thing.
Oh, man.
Mutombo. Rest in peace. It's just his opinion. I don't need that. I'm not you.
I noticed you didn't get mad at him, though. You didn't get mad at Sean King.
I don't need validation on my takes. Oh,
I wonder.
So there's no quarterback thing brewing here at all to him.
I made it up.
But, Snoddy, that ain't how it works. If Matt goes out here and wins this one, and let's be honest, Tampa Bay's doing what the Niners are. They're pulling games out. But, Snoddy, they gave up 35 points to Darnold. So you think Mack and company could eat, even though you're without Pearsall, hopefully not Jennings.
It's going to be, I'll bet it's a game like the other ones. It's going to be kind of gritty. Yeah. I don't see how the Niners can score a lot of points with this particular team.
Yeah.
So in order to win, they're going to have to keep teams below 25-ish.
Yeah, because I don't think they can play. Like that. The Niners a better first half than they did against the Rams, and they got 17 points down there, but I go, they might put up a 40-burger or 34. But again, they only got 6-9 points the rest of the game, but it was enough. But moving forward, yeah. Maybe this will be the week that somehow is injured and beat up and battered as they are. You know, if we come in here and Mac Jones has another three touchdowns and they win the game, and I'm just telling you right now, Stoney, I think Sean would be wrong. I mean, there would have to be something to continue in the playback.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, the other thing is, and this is just my personal thing, right. Sometimes I feel like when we, you know, what will happen if they win or they lose, or what'll, you know, if he wins this game, yeah. Like, then I'm always thinking, well, what if he throws two picks and they lose 27-7?
Then nothing to see here. It's
then we're
over.
Going back to Purdy, yeah. And there's no, and all this head scratching and consternation would have gone, you for know, nothing. Kind of for naught. Yeah. So I gotta like I'm, you know, Evan said something the other day about the shoe dropping with Mac Jones.
Shoe,
and
okay.
I don't know if it's going to be a shoe dropping, but I mean, you have to brace for him not continuing to play at this level.
Could
I mean,
I
he's
say
been
that,
terrific. Yeah.
Could I say the same thing about Brock Purdy? Would that be fair?
He hasn't reached Mac Jones' level this year.
No, I'm just saying on the level of what he got paid for, what he was in the past. What if he comes down from that? Forget Who? Injury, Brock Purdy.
Well, then you're in trouble because he's under contract for a long period
of
time.
No, that just hit me, and I love that if the shoe were to drop. I'm just saying, and nobody's saying that's going to happen, but, you know, you could – people keep talking about Brock Purdy being the small, not the biggest guy back there, and he doesn't have a Carfax report. I know it's growing with this injury, but it's the same one with turf toe. But I'm just wondering if, like, is he out of the – he got his money. He'll never have to return to bread, Brock Purdy, but is he out of the woods of regression?
Wouldn't we say that about every – like, do we say that about every quarterback, or is it just Purdy?
Well, every one, but the good ones never have it. Like Stafford, Jared Goff, you know what I mean?
But, like, who, like, is Trevor Lawrence or Tua?
Tua, I'm done. Tua's done. Trevor Lawrence is still on the come. I still think he's a talented dude, Stoney.
Yeah, I mean, what?
That was
somebody flipping.
That was a dolphin.
Right.
Tua.
Oh.
You thought you, see how he thinks? He thought he had me.
I mean,
I did too.
Yeah,
I like what I say.
Hey, Evan, what happens if Brock Purdy comes back and he stinks? I don't know. Then they made a bad move.
Yeah, but
like, why would he stink?
Yeah, but
why would he stink? He's been good. He's been good. Why would he stink?
Was he good last year?
He was all right.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But it wasn't what it was the first 2 years.
Well, that's because he didn't have his companions. Mm. So
that was just asking the question around.
Well, there are other quarterbacks that have statistically regressed. I mean, you look at even someone like Mahomes. Mahomes' numbers are nowhere near where they were his first 4 years in the league, but no one cares because he's had postseason success.
And when you watch him, to me, Evan, my eyes, there is not on him. Not that he's perfect or he can be questioned, but I'm watching him now with those speed receivers, and he's looking like the old Mahomes. You know, he threw a pick six. But
on Monday, yeah. He threw arguably a worse interception than Purdy has this year.
Cost my neighbor some bread.
You know what it would be? It'd be like Trent Williams. They signed Trent Williams to an extension, and he got lousy. It's like it happens sometimes.
Well, he's older.
Well,
that's right. He's at the end.
They signed him to an extension, and he's played his worst football. Like, think about that.
I thought last week was his
think
best game.
Think about that. You're just saying that.
No, I'm being real.
What specifically?
Just the fact
the way
that
he was dragging. He was drag blocking.
Look at the first half. It was a clean pocket for the most part. And a lot of that had to do with the Rams.
My point is
zone,
he's,
but I'm saying.
You know what
he
I'm
was
saying.
Keeping, I got you.
They paid him and he's playing his worst football of his career. Right
but now. I guess what I'm saying
and that's what
to
you got
to
be careful. That's what the Warriors have to be careful of.
When you drive
of.
A Cadillac with 200,000 miles, don't be shocked if you're on the side of the road. That's Trent. And they chose to give him some new chicken. But we're talking about a newbie with Brock. He's in the embryo stages of his career.
He's had a better 2 or 3 years than Trent Williams has with the Niners.
Well, I'm not arguing that.
So I'm just, you know, it's like you paid Nick Bosa. Well, he's not playing for you. Mm. That hurts, obviously.
But how these two teams are figuring out ways to win, you know, I'm not going to say amazing, but it just makes this game more intriguing because – they're almost like that Spider-Man meme, looking at each other, you know? I mean, they haven't had a lead, Tampa, with a minute left and all the four wins, but yet you can move the ball on them like Seattle did, and they pulled it out.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. John Lynch earlier today said Mac Jones should be okay. He said Brock Purdy's working to get back. Didn't sound like Purdy was playing Sunday. Ricky Pearsall was not expected to practice today, so he's looking doubtful-ish. Juwan Jennings limited today. We'll find out about him probably closer to game time. George Kittle out. And the hope is that he can come back against the Falcons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Falcons, but Shanahan didn't exactly say that that was a sure thing either.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Goo. How close is this team to making a run?
Real close. And they're real close because of what they've done, who they're doing it with, and who is the captain, James T. Kirk, and that's Kyle Shanahan. Steiner, you win this game, and you become 5-1. Now you can talk about looking for trades. I don't know where Lynch and Shanny are on that, but the bottom line is you got something going, and there's going to come a week, Steiner, a Sunday, Thursday, or Monday for this team to where they're going to be healthier than they ever have this season. And if they're playing this hard and you're getting the gains and you're seeing the gains with the wins, how can you not say they're in the midst of a run as you get healthier? That's just how I see it right now.
Well, you know who doesn't see it that way?
Give it to me.
Kyle Shanahan.
Why you say that?
This is why.
The Emmanuel Sanders trade was, like, really, you said it, we're maybe one piece away. Do you feel at all similar? I know it's a little ways away to that time.
No. I don't feel at all like that. You know, I think at that time we had a Super Bowl defense that was as good as anyone in the league and probably had been for like 10 years and was pretty obvious. And I thought at the time some of the receivers we were dependent on weren't there and we were playing some young rookies and we thought we needed to add another guy. But yeah, I don't totally see it the same situation as right now.
It's funny. Shasky was explaining to him, I'm paraphrasing what Shasky said this morning, Tony. He said he understood how people took that like you are, but he took it as, we still got some action to make a trade. That was, he was just,
oh, yeah, to make a trade, but he doesn't think they're a Super Bowl contender, I don't think.
No, he said he was just stating they had a Super Bowl defense back then.
Right.
They don't have that now.
Well, no, he said, do you look at it being one piece away, like you said about Emmanuel Sanders? And he goes, no, I don't see it like that at all. And he was saying, well, first of all, we had a Super Bowl defense. That means he doesn't think this is a Super Bowl defense.
But does that mean to you also that you don't think they're going to do something if they keep winning? Because that's what it boils down to, and I think they are.
I think if incrementally they can get better, then they try to get better. But we'll play that again on the other side. But I do think this is a case where Kyle Shanahan probably understands his team maybe a little better than the fans. But we can get into it on the other side. And, hey, head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 95.7 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.